Considerations for Artificial Intelligence-Driven Art Product Creation. The point is to create a small online store with one of the large marketplaces that take about 50% of your sale but take care of printing and shipping. Know that they will ask you to advertise your product and by extension, bring new customers to their platform. One advanced step for later is a custom website that you have control over. Here, only when a customer wants to buy one of your artworks, you present them with several online stores where that product is located. This way, you are paying for traffic to your own website first and only part with the customer when they are ready to make a purchase. That is a more advanced step for later, but you need to be aware of it ahead of time. Once you practice a little bit with an AI art generator, which you should start doing by locating a prompt database or a prompt builder, you have to focus on one kind of art because you want your store to look consistent. You have to stick to one style. Do not mix different art styles, at least not in the same store and certainly not in your first store. Personally, I chose chibi kawaii lowbrow pop surrealism bobbleheads. My first store specializes in art that makes customers worry, but it looks very focused and professional. Please make no mistake, focusing on a single art style is important because you will need to match an upscaler to your art. Some upscalers will work with photos or realism only, others with anime and cartoons, others still with digital art that feels somewhat painted. If you can afford an expensive computer, then you can use an open source program. But if you're like the rest of us, then you need to start searching for an online service that will work really well with your style of art. This may take you a while. If you have multiple styles of art in your store, then you will need multiple upscaling services, and things will get costly and pretty mixed up. Personally, I used a non-AI based upscaler at first. It almost worked okay, but not really. AI-based upscalers don't just sharpen and resize, they actually splice in new content. In one of my tests, a blurry painting, really a blurry painting, received an injection of well-painted hair, hair that matched the overall digital design and style. And of course, all the edges were taken care of perfectly. Also, including the tattoos on the chubby character's legs. It was quite a sight. New content is injected into your art. On top of that, you get really good sharp lines. I mean, scary perfect. And in another test, shoes of one of my dancing characters received a colorful and extremely realistic look and shine. It was a perfect match. Please find and use an AI-based upscaler. Here, you can sell your art on a 40 by 40 inch canvas without any fear that your customers will complain about blurriness or lack of detail. Finally, you will need a story to go with your art. Try to avoid poetry or songs, as some stores may ignore carriage returns and squish all your text in a single long wrapped line. And of course, here you want to use AI as well, but leave the text for last. Because the one thing about AI-based art product generation is that it is like a box of chocolates. It is non-deterministic. You never know the art that the generator will create for you. At this time, AI does not do very well with hands. Please don't even try to fix hands, because that is far too complex, as it is not just about the shape, but the overall art style of your work. Do not burn up your credits on trying to get a generation with good hands. Just avoid fingers. Eventually, it will all get fixed, for sure. For now, however, avoid full figures, especially if you aim for a dollop of realism. And just focus on faces and upper body. Just focus on portraits. It's perfectly fine. Yes, you will probably need several stores to start making a little bit of money. But once you start seeing that tiny passive income accumulate, setting up multiple stores won't feel like a chore. It will feel like a little adventure.